Certified Financial Planner is an innovative, comprehensive, informative, and cutting-edge podcast that discusses financial topics ranging from personal finance, economics, politics, and personal growth. Simply Financial will cover intriguing and thought-provoking questions so that the listener can simply increase their financial IQ.
Welcome to this edition of the Simply Financial Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Calandra. We are in season two, and this is episode number 24. On today's episode, I wanted to tackle one of the tougher topics that I've done thus far with the Simply Financial Podcast, and that is moving forward financially after the loss of a spouse. I've been a financial planner for 26 years, the entirety of my career. It's the only job I've ever had outside of odds and ends jobs while I was working my way through college. And it is a really challenging time for the client, and it's not easy providing advice and counsel when you have so much emotion and sorrow involved with the loss of a loved one. But it's an important time. And so we wanted to talk to you about our view on how to move forward in the initial phase after the loss. There could be a lot of complexity depending on the size of the estate, who passed away. So we're not really going to tackle that, but really just some early stage things to consider and to be aware of and pitfalls to avoid. And so because this topic is so tough and I was a little bit worried about doing it, I talked Lindy Brock, my partner, who primarily works in Florida, but she's in Connecticut this week, to join me on this important but sensitive topic. So, Lindy, thanks for joining me.
Happy to be here, Chris.
So, when a client or a potential client calls and shares with me the loss of a loved one, let's just narrow it to the loss of a spouse. One of the very first things that I'm going to say is, first off, what do you think about that?
It is the most important thing to take care of yourself.
Okay. And in your experience, how does that resonate with them when we say that early on? Because we all, that's kind of our standard operating procedure, if you will, is to share with them, hey, look, we've been through this before. We can help you. I'm going to tell them, first, take a breath. I think you're going to say something more along the lines of, first off, you got to take care of yourself. How do they react to that?
It makes them a little uncomfortable at first because they're so overwhelmed and so emotional.
Yeah.
They feel like they have to do everything right now, but you really don't.
Great.
You really do need to take some time.
So that brings me to the second thing that I'm going to say is I'm going to say, listen, you want to avoid making hasty, quick decisions. There might be some decisions that need to be made immediately, but most of the decisions that need to be made can be made at a later date, not necessarily today. And as you said, a lot of times they are dealing with a lot of pressure, emotion. There's just a lot going on. I mean, just a tremendous weight, right? And they might feel like they just want to get some stuff done, but it's not a time to make big decisions if you could avoid it. And more often than not, you could avoid it, right?
Right.
And
I think a lot of spouses at that point, they're so overwhelmed that they just want to do something to keep themselves busy as a way of coping.
Sure.
So they might be tempted to do something that's really not in their best interest.
Yeah. Which actually is me getting on my soapbox. I find, and this is especially true in the Villages, the retirement community where our office is, where you're dealing with a vast amount of retired older individuals, is, you know, there are a lot of advisors that prey on widows and widowers at this time because it's almost an invite to bad behavior, because you could have individuals say, look, I got this, do X, Y, and Z, and they're just ready to check the box, try and do something. They may not be thinking clearly. I know I wouldn't. I'm not criticizing the consumer or the investor, but if you don't need to make a decision and you could just buy yourself some time and let things play out slowly and deliberately, the client, the widow, is much, much more likely to make a better decision, the one that they will not regret a little later down the line. Our business model, as you know, Lindy, is to build successful, long-term, healthy business relationships. So we don't mind, in fact, we encourage Wait 30 days, wait 60 days, wait 90 days. Let's wait, let it play out, go slow. But there are some sleazier parts of our industry that don't have that business model. They don't have that mindset. And if they could jump at the chance of making a sale, you know, they're going to do it, because if the client regrets it 30, 60, 90 days down the line, they're willing to take that risk. We're not.
Something else I wanted to point out along those lines is that I can't tell you how many times working with a client through this, you know, they and their spouse had a set of goals in mind. Now, things are completely different.
Sure.
After the loss of a spouse and after that remaining spouse processes everything, their whole goals can change. Their whole priorities can change. And they need to let that process work through itself.
What the new normal is.
Exactly.
It needs to settle on them. And that might not happen as early as they might think it should, because they got to go through the mourning process. Now, we talked about what we're going to tell them to do, but in terms of an action item, the first thing I'm going to counsel them to do is take inventory, get organized, right? That's what we're going to tell them. You know, gather up your investment statements, your bank statements, your previous tax records, information on pensions, both the deceased and your own, Social Security records, life insurance, wills and estates. Gather up who's the CPA, who the estate planning attorney is. Really just take inventory. In your experience, because often you're going to be tasked in working with a client and in helping them gather and organize, how are they through? Can you give a typical how they're going to react in trying to tackle that part of what we're suggesting they do at this stage of the game?
Again, they're going to be overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I mean, not only are they still dealing with those emotions, but it's a lot of stuff to get around.
Yeah.
There's a lot of documents. Hopefully, you know, we had been working with these clients for a long time, and we had already counseled them to make sure everything was together and prepared before this happened. But if not, you know, it's going to be a little overwhelming, but we're there to help. There's many other people that are available to help, other professionals.
That's right. That's the next thing I think that we're going to talk to them about is that they're not alone. I'm talking the financial realm now.
Right.
Is they're not alone, that we're available to help. We'll also ask them, I know you're very good at doing this, is there somebody else that they want to pull into the process? It could be a friend, could be a family member. A lot of times it's their children or one or more of their children to be part of the process to try and relieve some of the pressure and that overwhelming feeling that you've discussed here. And once they know that they're not alone and they're getting help, it becomes easier. Our role as their financial advisor is to help them. And if they have children, loved ones, they're often going to want to help too. So if we communicate with one another, we could make it easier on this person who just lost their spouse as much as you can. One other thing that we'll do in addition to family, friends, children, and having them know that we're going to help is that we pride ourselves on interacting with their other professionals. So a lot of times we're going to meet, speak with, email their CPA or their accountant, as well as their estate planning attorney. And what I've found over the course of my career is that they really appreciate the fact that we're relieving some of the pressure and some of the overwhelming feelings they have, because they know that we're going to be collaborating and working not just with them, but the other professionals. Not a lot of financial advisors are going to do that, because how often are you on the phone in this situation with somebody other than the widow or widower? How often are you talking to a family member or a friend or a CPA or an estate planning attorney? It happens all the time, right?
It does. I recently worked with a client through, again, a death of a spouse.
Yeah.
And they had a trust set up, and I worked hours with family members, with the attorney, with CPAs to try to get everything worked out.
Yeah. And I know the client you're speaking about, she appreciates it greatly.
Yeah.
And it's not just... And this is not just the investments, the are we choosing good investments? Are we taking a mind around a risk? No. Are we getting a good rate of return? This is that holistic part that you'll hear us talk about when you meet with us, or if you've listened to the podcast, I'll throw that term around. This is an expression of that holistic.
Right.
Holding their hand, walking with them, helping them as much as we can through the process, using our financial expertise and our experience in such matters to help them avoid making mistakes, helping them make good decisions, and making sure that they carry out their goals and objectives, which may very well have changed with the passing of their loved one.
Absolutely.
All right. So thanks for joining me, Lindy.
Thank you.
So I will be back with you in an upcoming episode of the Simply Financial podcast. Please visit our website, www.elliottwealth.com. You could get more information about Lindy, about me, about the rest of the team, how we work with clients. I'd really appreciate it. At the website, sign up for our mailing list, subscribe to our podcast, and also, if you're not a client already, please take advantage and sign up for our initial complimentary consultation. We could do it in person if you're near one of our three offices, or we could do it digitally by webinar. We do a lot of that, but we'd love the chance to speak with you about your individual situation, your goals and objectives, and we could share more about how we work with clients and help them achieve their financial goals. So please take advantage of that. Thank you very much for listening.
The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of Sage Point Financial Incorporated and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Please note, the information being provided is strictly as a courtesy. When you link to any of the websites provided here, you are leaving this website. We make no representation as to the completeness or accuracy of the information provided at these websites, nor is the company liable for any direct or indirect technical or system issues or any consequences arising out of your access to your use of third-party technologies, websites, information, and programs made available through this website. When you access one of these websites, you are leaving our website and assume total responsibility and risk for your use of the websites you are linking to. Securities and advisory services are offered through Sage Point Financial Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC, insurance services offered through Elliott Wealth Management, LLC, not affiliated with Sage Point Financial.